Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you with me here on the show. I hope you are having a wonderful day so far. You know how I feel, whether it's rain, sleet, or snow. Hopefully you have joy in your heart. Hopefully that will make for a good day for you. Well, today we're going to be talking about taking your business online. Taking your business online. How do you communicate with customers? You know, we're going through some challenging times, and business owners are wondering, well, how do I talk to my customers? How do I continue to make revenue during these times? What do you do? And I know that question has come up a lot. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And I'm also going to give you the word for the day. Well, actually, you can use it throughout the week, but the word for the week. and again, I hope all is going well with you. And for those who may be new to the show, I just want to say welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. And for my faithful customers, those of you who have been with me since day one, oh, I just love, 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 love you. And for those of you who have been with me for a long time on this journey, you are so appreciated. You are so loved. Thank you so much for the thoughts, the suggestions, for the notes that you send. You are the best, and you are so appreciated. Thank you so much. And when we come back, we want to dive right in. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I am so delighted that you decided to join me today. We're going to be talking about taking your business online. I'm really excited about that. So if you are a business owner and you have been trying to figure out what are you going to do, how do you stay connected with your customers, what is it that you should be doing to get in front of them? And we're going to talk about maybe one aspect of that today. But before we do, I just want to give you a word for the day. A word for the day. And I have been giving you different words and different topics that I wanted you to kind of think about during the week. because I really think it's important that we continue to encourage not just ourselves, but to encourage others along the way. And some of the words that I shared with you hopefully would have benefited you, but not just you, but others as well. And some of the words that I talk about, I may repeat them because I really think that it's important that you remember. But the word that I'm going to share for today is hope. And Desmond Tutu said that hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. In spite of everything that may be taking place in your world or taking place around you, there is hope. There is hope that there's some positive in whatever you are experiencing. So hope. I think that's a beautiful word. And for those who are of the faith community, having a feeling of expectation and a desire for something better to happen is something that keeps people going. Keeps people going, knowing and feeling that there is something better coming. And and if you don't have the assurance of a hope of a brighter, better day, that may be something for you to research and investigate. But hope keeps you optimistic. It keeps an optimistic state of mind. Based on your expectation of a positive outcome. And if you are in a state or feeling of hopelessness, I'm going to encourage you, even though you may not feel like it, to pick up your phone. Someone that you know and share with them what you're feeling. If you have a confidant, if you have a minister or a clergy, if you have a friend or a teacher, call them. Call, ask for help. It's okay. And if you're saying, I don't have a clergy, I don't have a pastor, I don't have, there are so many churches online in your neighborhood. There are nonprofit organizations in your neighborhood. All you have to do is pick up your phone, put information in their church, nonprofit, and you will find so many phone numbers of people who want to help. So hope. When you're feeling helpless, when you're feeling hopeless, get out of the house. Go for a walk. Use your creativity to do things. If you draw, if you sing, I promise you, get busy. Do something. Go online. There are so many free courses and free things that you can read and do online. Feeling hopeless doesn't have to be forever. So hope, the expectation of something positive happening, is a beautiful thing. Take advantage of those friends and family members who truly love you. Call them, let them know, hey, I need some encouragement. I'm feeling this way. What do I do? I need you to talk me through this. And I just believe that there are people who in this world who care enough about you, may not be your family, but they care enough about you to help get you through this. Hope, our word for the day.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Day Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
This is Sharon, and I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to be talking about taking your business online. What are some things that you can do to take your business online? You have probably heard it through the years. Social media, websites, conference calls, web meetings, webinars. You've probably heard all of those things. In fact, you may be participating in some yourself right now. But what do you do if you want to take your business online because maybe you are not able to go to your job or your company right now? What are some things that you can do? And hopefully you're taking lessons from all the things that have taken place and you are prepping yourself and preparing not just yourself but your business to be able to function, whether you're in your building or in your home or in another remote location. Because there are people who are still doing business, even though they may not be in their office, they are still doing business. So a couple things that we have already talked about as far as taking your business online or putting your business in a position so that you can continue to communicate and engage with your customers. You can continue to answer their questions. You can continue to be there for them, whether you are in a brick and mortar location, your office, or not. And because people are so mobile today and they carry mobile devices with them everywhere they go, it is important and almost vital that you have a presence online so that your customers can continue to engage with you. So what are some of the things that you might want to consider if you have not considered it yet? One of the things that you may want to consider is having a website. And I'm going to go through just a few steps, a few things that you can do to take your business online. A website is pretty much your home, your office on the website, on the internet. That is basically your real estate, your home where people come to visit to see who you are, the services that you provide, the products that you provide. That is your location, your real estate. And if you would like to have a presence online, having a website is one way in which you can do that. And of course, there are steps that you have to take in order to do that. But what I'm going to do is just go through a few things that you may be able to do, and then we'll take a look at maybe some simple things that you can do right now. But yes, if you want to have a website, it's probably not a bad idea. And that includes getting a domain name, knowing what you're going to call your website, what are you going to put on your website, the content that you're going to put on there, what type of design do you want to have. And some of these things, some of these steps will take some thought, you thinking through those things. It can be done. Also knowing how to get your website found. How will people find your website? What are some things that you can do to enhance the probability that people will find you online? The next thing is connecting with your customers. How do you go about making your website a place where people can connect with you, where you can connect with them, where you can engage with them, you can answer their questions, you can put descriptions and details about what you offer and what you do to your website. And then once you've done that, how do you generate leads? How do you get referrals? How do you get more customers? These are things that you can think about when you're wanting to take your business online. And also, how do you measure the performance of your site? How do you determine what you should focus on, what's working, what's not, and tracking the performance of your website and evaluating how well you're doing. So those are some things to think about and to consider as far as your website. Now, what if you don't have a website? What if you're not at the point in your business where you have the time to put into doing that? Of course, you can always hire companies and hire someone to help you navigate through those waters who's been there, who's done that, who's developed sites, who have created sites. You can hire someone to do that, digital marketing firms. You can hire website development companies to help you do that. And there are also companies out there that have out-of-the-box services. They have themes that are just ready to go. All you have to do is pay for their theme, connect your domain, and then put your information in there. It can be really, really simple. But what if you're not even at that point? What are some other things that you might need to take a look at to still connect with your customers? Because websites take time. It does take thought to do that. A lot of companies, a lot of people right now are currently using what's called video conferencing and conference calls to talk to their customers and to engage with their customers. They are using social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Some companies have not only a website or real estate, but they also connect their social media platforms to that. And more companies are starting to use video conferencing and conference calls. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to talk a little bit about what those things do and what might be good for you right now in the state that you're in or where you are in your business. So when we come back, we're going to talk about it right here. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We are talking about taking your business online. What are some things that you may be able to do that? And you may be saying from our last break, well, you may not have the time right now to do a website. If you don't have a website, or you may not be able to do all that right now, what can you do right now to start engaging with your customers? Well, like I shared with you, many companies are using social media to do that. If you don't have a Facebook page, that is something that is really, really easy to do. If you don't have a Facebook page, you can start your own Facebook page. And listen, if you don't know how to do it and you have kids at home, they can do it for you. Young people are really good at doing that. And if you need to hire somebody or give somebody a few dollars, you can do that. There are companies out there that can do it. But it really is something that you can do on your own. And the wonderful thing is there's so many tutorials online as to how to start your Facebook page. In fact, Facebook itself can show you how to do that. And within Facebook, there's the ability to do Facebook Live, where you can actually go on live and talk to your clients and talk to people that you may need to communicate with. And there's Messenger. There's also other platforms out there that allow you to engage with your customers one-on-one through video conferencing, meaning that you can use your computer, you can use your phone, and the cameras on those devices to actually see each other one-on-one and communicate with each other. And also, if you would like to do a presentation or if you have information you want to share with them, there's what's called screen sharing, where you can share information or presentations with them directly using your phone or your laptop or your computer. So there are options. More and more people are looking at those options because they need to communicate with their clients. Now, there are a couple important things that you need to keep in mind if that's something that you need to do. For instance, if you have clients and you need to share with them one-on-one, or if you need to do a group presentation, or if you have information that you need to share to your clients, you need to really do your research, especially if you have sensitive information that you want to share with your clients, meaning information that you want to keep secure. You don't want just any and everybody able to access that information. You can do that. Now, a couple things to keep in mind. There are so many services out there. For instance, if you're wanting to communicate with your client one-on-one through video conferencing, which a lot of companies are doing today, you've probably heard of some of these companies out there. There's a conference call. There's all type of services out there. GoToMeeting, there's so many of them. And depending on what you're trying to do, one may or may not work good for you. There's video conferencing, GoToMeetings, there's Zoom meetings, CyberLink U meetings. There are all type of services out there, Google Hangouts. There are different ones. There's Skype, there's Free Conference, oh my goodness, the list is huge. But if you are wanting to make sure that your meetings are secure, you might want to also make sure that if you choose a video conferencing service, you want to make sure that you choose a company that is secure. And the cost, what is the cost? Some of these services, they have free, they offer free plans, which is really nice. Some of them offer a free plan. They don't have all the bells and whistles that a paid plan would have, but they offer free plans, which is really good. And if you're still a little bit confused about video conferencing and how it works, let me just share a little bit with you as far as what video conferencing is. What is video conferencing? Because that can be really confusing to those who may not know what video conferencing is. But video conferencing just allows you to conduct a meeting between two or more people or participants at different sites around, it could be around the country, it doesn't matter, but it allows you to continue to meet with people online. So if you have a client that may be at home and you may be at home, or you have a group of people who are in different locations, it allows you to be able to communicate with them online. You can schedule your events, meaning if you need to go and speak to your team at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you can schedule those times and send them a link to your meeting. And when they click the link to that meeting, they can join you for your meeting. It's like coming into a conference room. They're joining you in your conference room. And the same thing, some of the same things that you can do in a conference room, like using a whiteboard or doing a PowerPoint presentation, or if you're wanting to make notes, or if you're wanting to show them PDF document or a contract or an application, you can do all of those things from your laptop, your phone, or your computer. And there are some companies out there that do this very well. They do it very well. And some of the benefits of having video conferencing is you don't have to travel. You can do it right from your home. Your employees don't have to travel. Your client doesn't have to travel. The overhead cost is very low to nothing at all, and you're able to communicate with people without having to go out, and you're definitely practicing social distancing, which is being encouraged at this time. Now, what are some things that you need if this is something that you, an option that you would like to have for your business? What's the type of equipment that you would need in order to do a video conference from your home? And today, again, we're talking about taking your business online and what you can do today if you need to communicate with your customers or with your team. What can you do today? Video conferencing may be something that you could use. So some of the equipment that you would need in order to do that is a laptop, monitor. You may not have that. You may have a television screen. You can use that as well. But also having with your phone and with your computer or laptop, you already have your microphones and your cameras typically that are built in. Now, if your computer or laptop doesn't have a camera, you can purchase accessories for your laptop and cameras. You can purchase those things that you can just plug right in, and you can be rolling with a webcam or a camera, and it's called a webcam. And they also have microphones, USB microphones, that you can plug into your computer, but you may not necessarily need all that if your laptop already has a camera and it has microphones. And if you're using your phone, most phones today come with cameras and speakers. So all you need to do to connect to the service that you're wanting to use. One of the popular services that's being used right now is Zoom. Zoom is one of the popular services that's being used right now. But, of course, Google has a platform as well that you can use, and it allows you to connect using their software. You just download their software. They make the process very easy. Most companies, you just go to their website, you download their software, and you are able to get running. So video conferencing is just a simple way to meet with two or more people who are in different locations. And they use their computer connection, audio and video, to connect so that they can hear and see you. Now, video conferencing is wonderful in that it can be used for team meetings. It can be used for webinars. If you want to demonstrate a product to someone, you can do that. If you want to conduct a job interview, if you want to screen patients, if you want to teach a lesson, you can do so many things through video conferencing. Now, one of the things that I want to share with you is, and I'm encouraging you to make sure that your video conferencing is secure, especially if you are dealing with sensitive information or you're dealing with clients and you want that to be secure. When it comes to video conferencing, the software and hardware features, there are standards out there as far as security. There are some video conferencing services that may not be clients. So if you work with a healthcare organization, you want to make sure that those video conferencing platforms are Health Insurance Portable and Accountability Act compliant. If you're in a financial service industry, you want to make sure that the video conferencing service that you use is compliant with your agency. And not all video conferencing services are compliant with those industries. So please make sure that you check that out. Make sure, because some conferencing, video conferencing that may be free does not necessarily mean that they are compliant. Oh, there are just so many things that you can do to go ahead and start your business. And if you don't have a website and you're working on it, but you still want to stay in touch with your clients, video conferencing is a way that you can do that. It's a way that you can do that. So if you don't have a website and you're not exactly sure how to get started, video conferencing is a way you can do that, even if you don't have a website. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a delight to have you. You know, my dad told me years ago when I started my business, he said, you know, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful, productive week.